You're tuned to 89.1 GLT and WGLT.org, Bloomington Normal's public media. I'm Laura Kennedy with this GLT Datebook. The Illinois State University Planetarium hosts Mercury Rising, a midwinter celebration of space and sound, Friday the 20th at 7:30 p.m. and Saturday the 21st at 2 and 7:30 p.m. Barry Morse and Alan Wu, who both studied composition at the University of Illinois, will perform as the Wu-Morse duo, creating what Morse describes as electroacoustic improvisations, utilizing some non-traditional musical instruments.
Alan primarily uses laptop computer to take sampled acoustical sounds or electronically generated sounds to manipulate those sounds in real time. He's also playing a kind of keyboard. It's called the Linstrument. It's a controller for MIDI electronic sounds, and he's able to play it. It's not really like a piano. It's hard to describe. It has a lot of little pads on it, and he's able to make the sounds sweep and rise and fall and morph in different ways, and it's a wonderful instrument. We also have collaborating with us on this concert is John Nichols, and he's also a laptop computer improviser. And so he's also going to be providing some sampled and newly created sounds, sometimes from nature, sometimes electronically generated. His big thing is noise. He likes loud, aggressive sounds. So sometimes our performance will get loud and aggressive and noisy. Myself, I play trumpet and theremin.
Theremin, like we used to hear in 1950s horror sci-fi?
Absolutely. I think it'll be very fitting for a space show to have some freaky theremin sounds.
Does this sound, this music, have a name?
It's called improvisational music.
Just improvisational
music. It's a genre that is very difficult to define, because sometimes it sounds like really weird jazz. And in fact, there is a genre of experimental jazz, sometimes called avant jazz. We're going beyond the rules of jazz music at times. At other times, it might sound like music from the Hearts of Space radio show. Do you remember that show?
Yes, we used to carry that.
Yeah, beautiful, relaxing, ambient, kind of new age, synthesized music. John will at times probably get very noisy and crunchy with this sound, so it might be scary at times. We're going to be playing constantly for an hour. It's going to be constant music that's going to ebb and flow, and because it's not rehearsed, none of the performers knows where it's going to go. It's pure improvisation, and it depends for its effectiveness on the musicians listening to each other. And you have to be sensitive musically to what the other players are doing, and you have to go with the flow, and you have to sometimes subsume or reduce your own need to stick out and just kind of let other people go. It's a kind of communication among the players.
Is it approachable for the audience?
Some audience members find it difficult. What we're trying to do is something out of the ordinary and explore new regions of how sound is put together and explore new frontiers of what sound can be and what music can be. People coming to the concert need to be very open-minded. They need to be very relaxed about what they're going to hear, and they need to not worry about liking everything. You don't have to like everything. So you have to be curious and just kind of accept that this is one way of putting sound together.
You're working not merely with other musicians, but you're collaborating with Planetarium director Thomas Wilmich. So what's Thomas's role in all of this?
He's going to be showing projections and light and images on the dome in the dark while we are playing. So it's a visual and oral experience at the same time.
That's Barry Morse from the Wu-Morse duo performing as part of Mercury Rising, a midwinter celebration of space and sound, Friday the 20th at 7:30 p.m. and Saturday the 21st at 2 and 7:30 p.m. at the Illinois State University Planetarium in Normal. I'm Laura Kennedy.